This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Minnesota Wild have now dropped five of their past six games, including all three of a three-game homestand that ended last night with a lackluster 6-2 loss to the Jets. Forward Matt Zuccarello says they have to get things back to where they were.
We've been on a really good stretch where you can say that everything kind of went our way. You know, we got the bounces. We got we had a road trip where we played really well. And then we come home, we play an unbelievable game against Islanders. We end up losing on the par game against the Devils. Still have a chance, and today I feel like we come out and we play an outstanding game, and then obviously they score on their chances, and we don't.
The Wild will be in Buffalo tomorrow morning. College hockey tonight, the Gopher men entertain top-ranked Michigan. Minnesota head coach Bob Motzko says the Wolverines have a highly talented roster.
With Hughes and Hage, two outstanding players that really are a catalyst. Then Will Horkoff, who they brought in at Christmas last year, who was on our World Junior team, has 19 goals. You know, they got Perron as a transfer from North Dakota, and Moldenhauer's back, Shifsky's back, and they got a transfer in from out east in the defenseman. They kind of blended it together.
The puck drops tonight at 7 at 3M Arena at Mariucci. And across the street at Maturi Pavilion, the 7th-ranked Gopher wrestlers will host the number 6 team in the country, Minnesota head coach Brandon Agum.
Nebraska here at home, they're the number 6-ranked team in the country. They were second last year. They got 8 returning All-Americans. We got a few returning. There's going to be a lot of awesome matches here. It's at 8 p.m. We're excited. It should be a battle.
There are still tickets available for that meet at gophersports.com. College basketball last night, the St. Thomas men won for a 9th straight time. They won at North Dakota 91-80. The Tommy women won at Omaha 81-68. NBA basketball, the Wolves are in Houston tonight. They'll not have Anthony Edwards because of a foot injury. This is MNN Sports.